You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, and today is, well, you're listening to this on Tuesday, April 18th, 2006, and we are going to, well, I figured out Skype and how to make a phone call through Skype with Skype out, so we're going to call our blogger buddy Homer. Oh, excuse me, I just burped, and see what he's up to. So let's try to call him and see what he's up to. It's dialing. It should be dialing any second now. I wonder if you can hear that. Oh, I can hear it in headphones. I wonder if you can hear it. Let's see if he answers.
Huge Cox Anonymous, may I help you?
Hey, Homer, it's Archer. How are you?
Oh, you meant to call the Enormous Cox Anonymous line.
Enormous Cox Anonymous line. You're too funny. I should be manning that line, shouldn't I?
Well, definitely. You know, it'd be good for your photography business, and apparently the larger the wiener, the more you sell on eBay.
That's true. I've been doing pretty well on eBay lately.
Yeah.
So how the hell are you? I haven't talked to you in a week and a half.
Oh, my God. Well, as you can see from my blog, I had my non-denominational egg hunts and egg decorating party, and that went extremely well.
Yeah, that was nice pictures.
The guys loved running around the backyard and finding eggs. And oh my God, it's a Martha Stewart day today. Not only did I get a cookbook from my mother from Martha Stewart, but I got the Martha Stewart magazine.
Oh.
Okay, that was a total homo moment on my part.
You know, in a deep voice.
You can be homo all you like. Now, I should say that we are recording this for a show. Is that all right with you?
Oh, that's fine with me.
Okay, good.
I have no morals and no objections to being international celebrity on Archer's radio blog.
Podcast.
Oh, yeah. It took me forever to figure out why podcast, what that word meant, you know, and then finally all of a sudden I'm like, oh, iPod, I get it.
Now, how long did it take you to get that? Like, when did you just realize
it? A long time. Like, fairly recently. There's Molly. I just got home, and there's my dog.
Hi, Molly.
She's happy to see me.
I bet she is. And the thing is, she's not even your dog, is she?
No, she's Vince's dog, but she likes me better because I give her treats.
Aww.
She's having some nasty bacon treats.
Yum.
And my cats, amazingly enough, don't mind her at all. Especially my mama cat, who I thought would hate her, has like decided that she really likes Molly and wants to sleep with Molly at night. The poor dog gets totally freaked by that.
So they've become friends.
I wish the mommy would kind of relax, but I guess she's probably had some bad experiences with pussy.
Oh, bad experience with pussy. Now, I can't remember. Have you had any bad experiences with pussy?
Well, the one time my mother accidentally let mama cat out, and I got this call at work. I had to run home, and I finally caught mama kitty in the shed in the backyard, and mama kitty was very upset and gave me 10 linear inches of scratch and bite marks on my hands.
Ow.
Yeah, that was really a bad pussy experience.
Well, now, what about the other kind of pussy?
Oh, I'm a virgin. I've never had sex with a woman.
You've never had sex with a woman? I think you've told us that before.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm like Jesus.
I think you're a little older than Jesus, aren't you?
Well, let's just say I'm not the... Oh, thank you. I'm not the Da Vinci Code. The Da Vinci Code Jesus, I guess, is what I should be saying.
True.
Even though I haven't read that book, apparently he was married and had kids or something, and the Catholic Church is all riled up about it because of the movie's coming out soon, and they're, like, pretty much freaking out.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, freaking out, you can't help it if you're already freaked.
That's true. So let's see, you had your Easter egg hunt on Sunday, and what else is going on with you?
Well, I went out last night to the bar, and it was my friend Chris's birthday. I didn't know it was, but I bought him a double Jack Daniels on the rocks, and he enjoyed that. And then I went to another bar, and some guy was hot for me. He was cute. And I was sitting there, I'm like, oh, my stomach's acting kind of weird. And I had to run home and have diarrhea instead of going on a date.
Oh, no.
Isn't that the story of my life?
Have you been having issues with diarrhea lately?
Well, you know what it is? I don't eat a lot of eggs, but, you know, I had all these eggs for my party, and then you have to eat them afterwards. And so I made a egg salad, and I had that for lunch and dinner, and it was just too much eggs.
Oh, and that just causes you to get the trots.
The trick trots, as my mother would say. So that pretty much sums up my weekend. I think you would have had a good time at the party, because all the boys that were there were just like, this is so much fun, and you know, so the one thing I was sitting there, I was realizing that, oh, somehow I managed to invite all couples, basically. One person was not attached to somebody else.
You were the only one?
Me and Vince, my attendant, were the only people that weren't, you know,
and,
couple.
And so. He's straight, isn't he?
No.
That was your old one.
My old attendant, the one that left under nefarious circumstances.
That's right.
You know, well, if you ever come out and see my place, if you ever get on that tube of aluminum death and fly out here.
Well, as you know, I did get on the airplane. I flew on three different airplanes.
That's one thing. You didn't talk about that on your podcast.
That's
about
true.
Your plane experiences.
The,
I'm trying to know.
Well, the plane trip to New Orleans was not bad at all. The boyfriend was sitting right next to me, and he was touching my leg and all, and it was very, very comfortable. I didn't have any problems at all. And then the first leg of the flight coming home, because I had a layover in Charlotte for about an hour and 20 minutes or so, was fine. But then from Charlotte to D.C., we had to fly through some thunderstorms, and that was kind of interesting to see the rain hitting the windows. But that was only for like, you know, three to five minutes we went through those, and it was done.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the flight was fine.
And no turbulence or anything?
Not like that flight that I was talking about when I flew to Indiana in 1999.
Yeah.
This was a little shaking, but it was just like, you know, a little jolting of the chair, but nothing like that flight that I had before that scared the shit out of me.
Just in general, I think they've gotten a lot better about turbulence than they used to, because when I first started flying in 1986, I remember numerous times when the planes would just shake around really bad. And that hasn't happened in a super long time. I think with the advances in computerized weather forecasting and all that, they're able to either go around it better or, you know, just avoid it completely.
And they must have, because there were times that I didn't even realize I was on a plane because it was so smooth. I mean, it was almost like just driving in a car. So I was very pleased, and I will now get back on a plane again, so...
Yay! Well, then you and
the boyfriend,
Cletus, or whatever his name is, can come and visit me sometime.
We'll have to. We'll definitely have to. But now we're saving our money to go to France next summer. A year from this summer.
France?
Yeah.
They speak French there.
They do speak French there, but, you know, we are cultivating a friendship with this lesbian couple. And one of them is French, and her mother owns a winery in Bordeaux. So we're going to try to, you know, cultivate that friendship enough to get a stay at the winery.
It's always fun, and it's always very practical, too, to go to places where you have friends that are available to stay there, because you don't have to pay a damn hotel room.
Exactly. So if we become good friends with these lesbians, then, you know, hopefully we can, you know, get a trip to France out of it. Well, now, let's talk politics, because there's been some things in the news this week, well, not this week, but just recently, that I haven't gotten your opinion on. For example, Rumsfeld, what do you think about...
This is an interesting little anecdote. My mother is going to be 74 next month.
Uh-huh.
And as a lifelong Republican, and without me even saying anything, the first thing my mother practically said to me last time I talked to her was, "Oh, those goddamn Republicans in Washington, D.C., I wish they would all just go away."
Oh, my gosh.
And then she singles out, she hates Don Rumsfeld because he's an arrogant son of a bitch. And this is my nice mother who doesn't swear or anything.
No kidding.
So that's kind of a surprising, and this is something that's been happening a lot in my family as far as I can tell. Like, everyone is just sick of these people. And, you know, granted, it's part of it is the whole second term burnout that most presidents face, but I'm sorry, George Bush is such an ignorant prick that he just doesn't get it. I mean, I wish he would let me sit down for half an hour and tell him, okay, you want to become more popular? Do these things. You know, like fire Rumsfeld, fire Karl Rove, Joseph Lieberman, who's a Democrat, to be your next defense secretary. He's pro-war.
There you go.
You know, and make an effort to look like you're, the Democrats can have some input in this. And stop this goddamn tax cut. Oh, my God. You know, the more I read about it, the more shocking it is. They're saying something like 90% of the investment tax cuts goes to 2 or 3% of the people in the country.
Isn't that amazing? Speaking of that, did you hear that Mr. Cheney's getting a refund of $1.9 million?
What?
Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear that.
I read in the newspaper that he made about $8 million last year and gave, like, I don't know, $2 million or something like that in charitable contributions and is due a refund of $1.9 million.
Maybe that'll put a smile on his sour old face.
Yeah, but can you believe that? He's getting a fucking refund of $1.9 million.
Could you imagine just having $1.9 million, period?
Well,
oh, you know, it's all that Halliburton money, you know. That's a good reason to keep this stupid war going indefinitely, because he'll be getting a bonus every year from then.
That's definitely the Halliburton money that they've got going there. Speaking of money, you know, they're spending about $97 million a day on the Iraqi war. And I was down in New Orleans, and you saw all the damage on the pictures on my blog. Wouldn't it be nice if they could take that $97 million a day and spend it on New Orleans?
Well, certainly. It astounds me that, I mean, listening to your podcast this morning and looking at your pictures, the media has sort of fallen off the radar. I mean, there's a little bit of a blip at 6 month period.
Right.
But I think people are just sort of either burnt out from the New Orleans stuff, or the media is not covering it, and so it's, when you see that sort of thing, it's shocking just to know that so much of that city's been ruined. And you contrast that. Okay, tomorrow is the 100th anniversary of the San Francisco earthquake.
That's right.
Which destroyed something like 70 or 80 or 90% of the city through the earthquake and mostly through the fire. In some ways, it's very similar to New Orleans, where the disaster itself did not destroy the city. It was the aftermath in the fire
and the flood.
And the levees breaking, yeah. And in contrast with what happened in New Orleans, in San Francisco, everything was, by 6 years later, they had the World's Fair, and the entire city had been completely rebuilt. And you don't see that happening in New Orleans. They just walked away, and the government's like, well, we don't care.
And I think it's going to be more than 6 years. I mean, if you had, as I said in the podcast, you have to see this damage and destruction up close and personal to really realize how bad it really is. Now, you know, they're electing a mayor on Saturday, so maybe the next couple days there'll be some reports about, because I saw this thing that they're going to have a debate about the mayor's, people running for mayor in New Orleans, and so maybe we'll get a little bit more coverage out of it, but after the devastation I saw, I think that there needs to be a hell of a lot more done than what's being done now, and the government needs to spend a whole hell of a lot more money in their own fucking country than they do in Iraq, that's for sure.
There's a very plausible reason why nothing is happening, and that is that New Orleans was a Democratic stronghold in Louisiana, and by dispersing the population into other areas, mainly Republican areas, you reduce the strength of that Democratic stronghold. you dilute it out by throwing them into Houston and Dallas and Mobile and so on.
Right.
And then Louisiana becomes more of a Republican state. And to me, immediately after this whole thing started, there were people in the House of Representatives in the U.S. House. They were crowing about the hurricane had succeeded in doing what we could never do. And so that's, I think, one thing that's happening. It might not be on the top of everyone's list of things that is, but I think that's the reason why, if the same thing had happened to a Republican city, the response would have been completely different.
Oh, I agree with that. That's so true. But there's also this layer of corruption that has been in the city of New Orleans for years and years and years that they have to wade through to really make any progress. Because listening to the boyfriend's parents talk every day, they're talking about, you know, this politician is doing this and this politician is doing that, and this is the, you know, whatever the different solutions are for the day, and then the next day there's something else coming up. So, I mean, there's definitely a layer of corruption and bureaucracy that's really slowing things down. But I think if they had major funding from the government, that would speed up a lot faster.
Yeah.
You know, just my idea. So you saw all my pictures. What did you think of those pictures?
They were, you know, it's shocking to see that sort of thing. And it's depressing. And the main thing is just, you see, everything's perfectly dry, and there's those water lines everywhere. And it just brings back, you know, I was back home visiting the family in Michigan when this was going on back in early September, and the pictures of the people on top of the roofs waving things and the signs, and, you know, it's just a big old fucking mess.
And, you know, another thing I didn't mention was, as we were driving through the lower Ninth Ward where the water level was above the houses, there was a whole bunch of, you know, like when you have at the roof line of a house, there's like a little vent. There was all these vents that were like kicked out, like they were like busted out, where people who obviously had been in their attics and they were trying to get out. So they were busting out these vents to get out and get up on top of their roofs. That was a little scary, too. I mean, I just, you know, I'm sorry, I could just keep going on about that, but it was quite disturbing.
It sticks in your mind because, I mean, you can imagine that natural disasters happen because they happen, but the response by the government for this particular natural disaster was so shocking because George Bush was busy campaigning for John McCain or something, or celebrating John McCain's birthday, and then fucking around with some guitar or something, some country western singer.
Right.
And that was like such the Nero fiddled while Rome burns moment.
Very true.
So, keep on listening. The Washington Post and the New York Times keep talking about how people are so turned off by the Republicans right now. And I just really hope that you know, if our country is going to do anything better, we need to at least get rid of the Senate or the House at Republican control, so that we can have, you know, somebody saying no to those freaking idiots.
Well, now this is April, and you know that, I mean, as you say, there's this so many people who are up against the Republicans right now. Do you think this momentum is going to stay around until election time, and people will actually vote against?
What's funny is the Democrats basically haven't had to do anything so far because the Republicans have been fucking up so much. The Democrats just had to keep their mouths shut, and then they're working on a little plan and so on. I don't know. I mean, who knows? It's like, come on, 7 months?
Yeah, we've got a while.
At my guess, I mean, if I was George Bush right now, I would be planning start a war in August or September or something.
Well, he probably is with Iran.
Oh, I know. That was another thing my mother was sputtering about, was that Iran is going to be the next war that we're going to go into. They won't do an invasion type war. It'll be a war where they drop bombs and things.
Right.
But everyone will think, oh God, George Bush suddenly joins the enormous cock club again. Because he, not to go back to the beginning of the conversation, but
yeah,
yeah.
Well, speaking of enormous cocks, have you had any lately?
Or oh, my God, no.
Or has your diarrhea has kept you from it?
I'm going through that anti-man mood again.
Oh, no, you are not.
I am. I just haven't had the urge to go out and find a boyfriend or anything lately.
Homer, how long has it
been? I know.
How long has it been since you've had sex?
Oh, God. Probably December, maybe? I don't know.
Oh, my God, 4 months?
I tell you, I'm becoming Jesus.
Homer, we have to get you out again. Now, why are you in this anti-man mood?
Oh, well, basically because Tucson is a small town that that I have nothing.
Well, now, we have a couple listeners in Tucson, I believe. So if you're in Tucson and you want to get in touch with Homer, let me know, and I will patch you through.
Tell them that they, well, I can tell them.
You tell them. Give me a little personal ad.
32 to 48, furry, smart, not Republican. That probably wouldn't do it. And have to like cats and dogs and Martha Stewart and so on.
And he's a great catch.
Oh, that Homer guy, he's hot.
He is hot. Well, so now, what do you have coming up this week? Anything major? Any big digs?
Oh, well, kind of something major. I'm getting on the airplane on Thursday.
And, oh, that's right.
Flying I'm getting on the Tube of Death and flying to San Francisco.
That's right.
And I'm going to be staying with a blogger named Moby.
Oh.
And now, another blogger named Brett Cajun is staying there as well, so three of us are going to hang out.
Well, now wait. Let's give them a little plug. What's Moby's website? Do you know?
On my blog, there's a link that says Moby. That's his. It's like okay. Mobius.com, I think.
And the other guy is what's his blog?
It's Brett Cajun.
Brett Cajun. Is he from New Orleans?
Yes.
Oh, you'll have to tell.
He is from Baton Rouge, I think.
Okay, that's about 80 miles away from New Orleans.
He went to New Orleans yesterday for Easter, I think.
Oh, cool.
Yes. So Moby's a paramedic in D.C., or a dispatcher, I think they're both.
In D.C.?
In San Francisco.
Yeah, I was going to say, you mean in San Francisco, yeah.
Sorry. And is the sweetest guy ever. And Brett, I don't know what Brett does. He works in the family business. And his father has a farm, and Brett sometimes trains horses, and he was out there this weekend planting some vegetables for his dad, and he has a couple of cute little dachshunds.
Oh, cool.
And he has a podcast, too.
What's his podcast?
The link is on his website. I can't remember the name of it.
All right, well, I'll tell the listeners that I'm going to put the link to Homer's blog, and then they can go to your blog and find Moby and the other guy.
Yes, and Moby's actually done a couple of podcasts as well. So
very cool.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. And then on Saturday night, we're going to go to another blogger whose blog is Rob Log, to his housewarming party. And he is a super nice guy as well.
He's the real big muscle guy, right?
Yeah, he's big and beefy and furry and has a Saudi boyfriend.
Yes.
He used to live in Tucson years ago, and I used to see him back in 1993 and think, oh, he's big and furry and Saudi and hot. And then years later, it turns out he's the boyfriend of this blogger that I was reading. Small world.
Very small world. I used to read his blog. I haven't read it lately, though. I should get back to that.
Rob's been having a hard time. His ex-boyfriend died last year, and he's been, fully coping with that.
Yeah.
Very special person in his life.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I have to go to a library on Friday for work and do a day's worth of work, but the rest of the time I'm going to hang out with Brett and see if I can't get myself into a little bit of trouble.
Absolutely. You got to go to those San Francisco bars and hook up with some San Francisco men.
I hear there's some queers in San Francisco. Do you think that's true?
I think it could be true. It could be. So you're going to San Francisco, and then aren't you going somewhere else, like later in the summer sometime?
Oh, well, sometime in the summer I'm coming to D.C. to visit you and Jimbo.
Oh, my gosh. Yay.
Tell you that, I'm skipping the New York City blogger thing that I've been to the last 2 years.
Right.
I decided either I can go to New York City or I can go to D.C. Well, I haven't been to D.C. for a couple of years, and so why don't I go there? Because I've got you guys and our really good friend Patrick, who lives there with his wife and his adorable little daughter.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So I like to go see those people.
Well, that will be fun. I can't wait for you to come. We'll have to take you to a winery while you're here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And the three of us can sit around and do a podcast, and I can watch what exactly happens during a podcast between you and W.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Sometimes I think there's stuff that's going on that isn't being verbalized.
Sometimes there is, but for the most part, we're just sitting here talking.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I think go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say I had so fun talking to you. But the readers don't know that you and I talk like two or three times a week.
Yeah, on the phone, right.
It's a little bit, sometimes it's more, a little bit more explicit than this, but this is basically what we talk about. So.
Exactly. But I get the juicier details off of the show.
I get some pretty juicy details off of you, so.
That's true. Well, you know, we have the 200th show coming up on Thursday, and I got your voicemail message, so that'll be on there.
I was thinking maybe that I'd have to arrange for Michael Jackson to give you a call, too.
Oh, if you have that contact, feel free to do that.
You know, it's really hard to get a hold of him now that he's wearing a burqa or whatever, and his, but I think I can probably imagine that.
Yeah, well, good. You let me just, you know the new voicemail message, our number, so that'd be cool.
Yay! And everyone better be calling that damn number or else.
Well, I think we're up to 11 or 12 messages now, because like today we got one from our straight listener, Beth, up in Massachusetts, so we have that one to
add.
But
how many people listen to your podcast? Like 150 or something?
Well, it's not quite 150. The last show was downloaded 118 times.
Okay, so that's only 10% of the people have called you.
I know, so I don't get that. But see, I think some people download it and don't listen to it the same day that they download it.
Well, they could still, even if they download it, even saying this the last couple of days, they can get off their bums and dial that little number and leave a message, because Archer Radio is the only ordinary broadcast on the internet.
And on that note, I think we will end the show. Thank you so much for letting me call you, Homer.
Anytime.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. So that was our call with Homer. That was so much fun. I love talking to Homer. All right, boys and girls, this is the this show is just about the same as it was yesterday. But again, another reminder, don't forget the 200th show on Thursday. So I'm not recording the show until Wednesday night. So you still have time to send in your audio comments or the voicemail. So do that. And I guess that's it. So, boys and girls, until next time, bye.
Listening to Archer Radio.